Hi guys, welcome back to another episode of Women Versus.
I'm your host, Jasmine.
And I'm Monsi.
And I hope you guys all had a good break. We're back and ready for the second semester.
Me too. Let's get into this week's content. We'll be talking about women versus Hollywood.
Okay. Speaking of Hollywood, did you see the new Euphoria season or episode? I mean,
yeah, I did, and I have a lot of thoughts.
Okay, I think we had a little Wi-Fi issue, but like I said, did you see the new Euphoria episode?
Yes, I did, and I have a lot of emotions about it, like a lot.
First, I really like Fez's story. Like, we didn't know anything about Fez.
Oh, so wait, we could probably really premise this by saying there's gonna be spoilers, like, just skip. Just skip to like a good like 5-10 minutes into the podcast, like 5 minutes into the podcast, and then there probably won't be spoilers, but like for now there will be.
Yeah, we're gonna spoil. I don't even care.
Yeah.
But I feel like at this point everyone's seen it now, like season one, so everyone's gonna catch up because it's one episode that got released.
Mm-hmm. No, like you were saying, I love Fez's storyline, like with the grandma, because I always remember like, you know, like season one when she would just be sitting back there in like the bed. I was always
yeah,
like,
and I feel like we didn't even know if it was a grandma or was it like the mom or like mom, what was it?
What was it? Yeah, we had no idea.
Yeah, and it makes sense because it's like we never really knew why he was fully like some next like drug dealer, and same with like the kid. Like we didn't even know. Like, we assumed that was his actual brother, not like a random kid. Well, I guess it is his brother because you know they brought him up, but still, it's like it's really interesting.
Also, I thought it was really funny how they explained, like, how Ashtray got his name. You know how he, like, eats a little cigarette? That was so funny. Also, okay, this is, like, completely unrelated to, like, Fez and, like, this season. But last season, you know when Maddie goes through Nate's phone? Like, she goes she, like, goes through his, like, Instagram DMs. I just saw a TikTok.
Oh, and that's when she finds out about,
yeah,
like, his.
But, no, yeah. I just saw a TikTok today, and it was, like, he was talking to someone named Dean Jacobs, 13. And
that's his brother, isn't it?
His brother has a different name.
Oh.
Like, the brother. Remember how, like, his family portrait has 3 kids in it?
Yeah, and I saw. They're saying, who's that third kid?
So, like, the theory is, like, that's Dean Jacobs. He might be trans or something. And, like, the family just, like, threw him out. Yeah.
I mean, that makes sense. I did see that TikTok where it's, like, who's that third kid? Like, we've never seen him. So, that's probably going to come up because I feel like the show is really, like, intricate like that.
Mm-hmm.
I was gonna say something. Oh, you know what I realized? Okay, major spoiler. So you know how like Fez fully beat up Nate at the end of the episode? I kind of forgot the reason why, because like they kept showing flashbacks.
I
remember. Like I had to search it because I was like, I remember it was because like that time when he was like, I'm protecting Rue and Jules, but then also Nate snaked him and got his house raided.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, like, that completely slipped my mind. Because I was like, why is he, like, what's that flashback? I was like, I don't even remember why he said he's going to kill him. And, like, all that stuff. And I was like, oh, shoot.
Maybe because, like, it's been 2 years since we've seen it. It was, like.
It was. I saw it, like, 2019.
Yeah, it was, like, a pre-pandemic world.
It was. Oh, my God. Yeah, we were, like, one of the first people to see it. We didn't see it during the lockdown where everyone got into it.
Yeah. Also, Cassie was doing the most when Nate was getting beat up. She was like, she's like inserting herself into a situation she shouldn't have been in. And I can't believe they didn't like see, like, show Maddie like more.
I feel like it's gonna be really, really bad. I don't know what Cassie's doing. Also, you know what thought that came to my mind? You know, when she was in the room with McKay talking,
mm-hmm.
and then she said, I've done something bad. I feel like he kind of was like, okay, 100%, that's giving me vibes. Like, you cheated on me.
Yeah.
Right, like he picked that up because he was like, oh, okay, and walked away. But then, you know, right after that, Nate was kind of being really extra with
Nate. Nate was like,
I think McKay put 2 and 2 together. Like, I think he's gonna kind of figure it out. Because did you see the way he was kind of like you're being a little too much right now about Cassie? Like,
yeah,
calm down. Like, that was a lot. I was like,
I don't know what Nate was doing.
It was too much. I felt so uncomfortable. And I was like, the height difference. It was too much.
And the words he was saying and like how close he was getting to this. I was like,
yeah, it was really vulgar, first of all. But then it was just like, calm down. I was like,
Maddie was really funny this season. Like already.
I just feel, the thing is, I feel bad for Maddie because it's like, like, obviously she still is, like, she still will like Nate, but that's also her ex. I was like, how is Cassie gonna do that after knowing everything? And like, it was always Maddie's boyfriend. Like, how are you gonna, like, I don't know, that's like a lot.
So yeah, no, I definitely feel bad for Maddie in that sense, but my only thing is I feel like Cassie's going through like the meltdown that didn't happen last season in terms of her abortion and everything else that happened with her. And like, you know,
yeah,
I feel like she's having like, that's hitting her now, because like McKay wasn't there for her, and she clearly, but we know she's like the type of girl who like, she needs to be in a relationship constantly,
mm-hmm.
which isn't like healthy at all. But like, I feel like now she's,
yeah,
but I don't know if you saw like the look ahead, like what's coming up these next few weeks, because she fully starts to become Maddie. Like, she laid her edges, like I said that with quotation, she laid her edges like Maddie.
I don't get that though, because like, I don't really, because Cassie was already her like own person, so I don't really like that she's gonna do that, because it's like, technically she could have pulled Nate by herself, which she did, so it's like, why are you channeling? I feel like that's weirder to channel your best friend by getting her ex, don't you think?
Why are you putting in all that effort for Nate?
Yeah, he's like, so toxic. Like, put aside his looks, he's so toxic.
Yeah, I'm not like the, okay, I think Jacob, whatever his last name is, like, I think he's, like, kind of, like, cute, but not, like,
I don't honestly understand. No, I know what you mean. It's that one is definitely the height, because it's, like, 6'5 or something, but I think in Euphoria, he looks his best in every other movie he's been in.
Because, like, Kissing Booth, he did not look.
Oh, no,
he was not serving anything.
So bad in Kissing Booth, so bad. Even, like, did you see that movie, Two Hearts?
No, I didn't, but I've seen the trailer.
Yeah, like, he was just, like, average.
That was a step up from, like, Kissing Booth.
But, yeah, like, but it was, like, I think Euphoria, everyone is just glamorized.
They are. When they played his theme, like, the Nate growing up theme, and the
scream.
I got, like, chills. I'm not going to lie. I was, like,
oh, I would have got excited. I was, like,
because, you know, like, you're excited to see, like, what else he, like, how he's going to mess stuff up, like, this season, too. Like, what is he going to do?
He's just also, he's just such a bad guy, because like, when I was watching that, I was like, oh, like, I know what you're doing, like, you're taking ass in your car. I was like why
have,
like,
you're just Hereditary, or have you heard of Hereditary, like the movie?
I've heard of it, I haven't seen it.
Okay, well, when Cassie stuck her head out the window, I literally thought we were gonna have a Hereditary moment, like her head was gonna get like chopped off.
Oh,
Hereditary, right? So it was like, oh my god, what's going on?
Oh god, I don't know. But you know what I do ship? Lexi and Fez.
Please tell me why I was blushing like he was talking to me. They had me kicking my feet in excitement when he was like, where'd you go? I was starting to miss you. I was like, oh my god.
I know, but the only thing that, like, Lexi's, like, we know, like, she's the most, like, normal out of everyone and kind of, like, sane. So I think, well, obviously, when she saw Fez, like, fully beat up me, I think she'll be like, no, like, I'm not trying to get involved in that.
But I think she is still, because they're really setting them up for it now.
No, I know. So I think it's going to be kind of like a
stop
good girl falls for the bad guy situation, like trying to change him kind of thing. But like, the difference is, I think Fez is like, he didn't want to be that person. He like literally grew up to be like, you couldn't tell. I was going to say this also. I feel like Fez and Astrid, like, they look so like sad with their life. They look like we just have to do this, but like, we don't want to do this, if that makes sense.
I mean, Fez, like, literally has no reactions to anything. Like
that's what I mean. And even Ashtray, he just, like, is always just, like, yeah, like, whatever. Like, I'm just doing this. Like, I don't know. I feel like, if they had a choice, like, they wouldn't be doing that.
Probably not. Like, who wants to? You know when, like, Ashtray popped out and, like, killed that drug dealer? Mouse? Yeah, Mouse. Fez, like, literally just stood there, like, the emoji, and he was like, bro, that's it.
Bro,
that was,
why?
That was it. That was the only reaction. That actually killed me. Also, when they were getting them all to, like, you know, like, take their clothes off and, like, the other new drug dealer person thing, I really thought, like, I was scared. I was like, I hope Zendaya doesn't. I feel like that's crossing a line with her.
With Fez?
No, with Zendaya. Like, I didn't want to see all that for Zendaya. I was like,
oh,
for me, okay. She's still, like, Rocky from Shake It Up. I was like, no thanks. There's no need for all that.
I'm dead. Yeah, that's true. She hasn't? Yeah, you're right. She's, like, she wouldn't go that far.
I don't think she will.
Yeah, no, that makes sense. That was, like, a really intense scene. I was like, ugh. I don't like Rue's character. She bothers me a lot.
Or Jules.
Yeah, and their stuff just, ugh. I think you're back. You're frozen for a second.
I honestly don't, I don't understand their storyline much, I won't lie. I don't know if that's because I don't pay attention to it, but I don't get it.
I mean, I did just actually recently watch, like, right before this one, I watched, like, that hour-long episode that she was just, like, in the diner talking to her sponsor, and she was just, it was really deep about, like, you know, just, like, relapsing and, like, all that stuff, and, like, how basically there was, like, a good point that was, like, he was, like, if you're in a, like, you can't become sober if you're in a relationship, because that's, like, two separate things for your attention and stuff, but I feel like Rue's not trying, so that's why, like, her character bothers me, because I'm, like,
yeah, I feel like Jules and Nate, for me, give off, like, similar energy, just, like, Rue, like, Jules is obviously not, like, abusive or anything, but the toxicity is the same, I feel like.
Yeah.
For both of them.
That's true.
But I think that we move on from Euphoria.
Yeah, I was gonna say, speaking of toxic, Khloe Kardashian and Tristan Thompson.
The only thing I have to say for that one is Tristan Thompson's from Brampton. She knew what she was getting.
It's like, at this point though, he's playing her more than he plays basketball. Like,
oh yeah. Dude, he's on, like, his third baby mama right now.
It's just, like, what are you doing with your life? Like, are you not embarrassed?
Like, who, Tristan or Khloe?
Tristan.
Yeah. No, like, it's, like, the level of, like, embarrassment he should feel is insane. Like, people boo at him in, like,
stadium. That's what I mean. Like, I feel like if I was, like, the coach of his team, I'd be like, bro, like, I'm benching you just because of the public opinion right now. Like, I don't even know.
Bad for his brand. He's horrible for Khloe's. Because Khloe's whole thing used to be, like, outspoken, doesn't take anyone's, like, you know, whatever. But now it's, like, she literally turned into, like, a joke. Like, people literally treat her like a joke. Especially after the Jordan thing. I think she should have never taken him back from the jump after that one. Because that's too much, in my opinion.
Yeah, I know. That was bad. And then I think now, like, if she ever does take him back, like, that's, like, that's the worst. But I think that really kind of sets us up for our whole topic this week, which is, like, women versus Hollywood, mm-hmm. and just, like, how women are depicted and the negative connotations that happen, because I feel like things like this though affect what we think. Technically, we don't even know the full story when you think about it. Like, I bet you, like, the first time Khloe took him back, we're all saying something, but clearly she took him back for a reason.
Yeah, like, okay, if we're gonna get into, like, the main topic of today, especially with, like, Khloe's ever-changing face. The only thing I have to say for that is, wait, well before I, like, say that, I'm going to premise this by, like, a meme I saw, which was, like, really mean. It was, like, Khloe's gone through, like, different faces, and yet Tristan cheats on every single one of them. And I was like, oh, my God, that is so mean.
Ooh, that's so bad. And,
but, like, if you've ever been into pop culture, or if you've ever watched, like, Keeping Up, like, in the, like years ago, like, Khloe has gone through, like, a lot of, like, hardships coming into, like, Hollywood and coming into the industry.
Oh yeah,
because of how she looks and how different she looked from her sisters.
Yeah, I know.
She was built like a bit bigger back then, mm-hmm. right? So, like, she went through a lot, and then it just kind of, like, stems back to, like, can you succeed in Hollywood without looking a certain way, and can you succeed in life in general without looking a certain way?
Like, I hate to say no. Yeah. And I feel like if you do look that other way in Hollywood, you're literally famous because of that. Like, yeah. For example, Rebel Wilson's whole image for the longest time was based off her weight. Like, she was only famous because of that. Like, even Melissa McCarthy, like, people like that, it's like, they only were famous for that. So it's like, if you're not one extreme, you have to be the other extreme. There's no such thing as a middle ground.
Because when, like, I think, I don't know if you've heard of it, but, like, Rebel Wilson recently just lost, like, a lot of weight. And so she was saying how her whole team, like, her publicists and stuff were, like, you shouldn't lose the weight. Because, you know, you've been you're a stereotype now.
And that's what I mean. Because then, think people, like, for example, like, actually, I remember, like, this isn't really about to do with her weight, it's, like, her personality, but, like, it's kind of similar. Like, Melissa McCarthy, for example, she played the exact same role in every one of her first, thing, like, all her movies, like, it was the same thing. So it's like, if you're not your conventional pretty person, like, regardless, like, you're just gonna be like, oh, you're this, you fit this criteria in this box, like, that's all we'll use you for. Or I feel like to be like all these next level successful people, they have all the other qualities that are become mainstream and like this is what we seek.
Also, like, it doesn't even necessarily have to be at, like, body weight or, like, body size. I can't remember, like, the actress or actress's names, but, like, there's few, like, they'll have, like, key characteristics on their face. Like, it'll be, like, a nose, like, it'll be their nose that they get casted for, and they'll be known as that or whatever. And I think that's just so damaging in itself to, like, reduce a person to, like, just, like, their looks versus, like, their talent. Yeah.
It really is. And, like, even now, have you seen the trend? So basically, you know how in the past, okay, so you know, like, early 2000s, how being like super slim, like a stick, was like the fashion. But then it became the past years, oh, like the, I'm putting this in quotes, being thick,
female culture,
being thick. But now, I don't know if you've noticed, like on like TikTok and stuff, things are coming back and people are like, oh my god, it's the 2000s, like skinny coming back. So it's like
low rise and all that. Yeah.
Right. And it's like, I feel like whatever you see getting famous, whether it's actors, actresses, whatever the trends are, like, that's what influences everyone else.
Yeah. It's really
sad. Like, it is damaging. And it's so sad, though, because it's like, why is like a body type in? Like, that doesn't even make sense.
I don't know.
And that also tells you that women are choosing to change their own body type actively to fit in. Like, they're like, I'm going to do everything I can to, like, either gain so much weight or lose so much weight to fit in. I'm like,
yeah, and, like, you know what? I feel like with guys, that notion isn't necessarily there anymore. Because, like, some girls will be like, no, I like guys with, like, dad bodies. I like guys who are, like, lean. Or I like guys who are super muscular. But for women, it's, like, you either have to be, like, Kim Kardashian or, like, Kendall Jenner. And that's there's it. No equivalent. And there's no, like, background.
Like, you can't just be, like, in the middle. And I think also with that, like, that comes another, like, detrimental thing is honestly Instagram.
Yeah.
Like, models, like, all those things. First of all, we know as women, they're all fake.
And they know, like, what they're doing.
And the thing is, that's the worst part. I feel like we've talked about this in another episode, but it's, like, then for us in the perspective of, like, a hetero male, like, looking through their Instagram, like, that's what they see. And then they're going to compare that to, like, women they're seeking actively.
Because, like, I mean, I feel like to some degree, though, like, Instagram models or models in general, they know what they're doing. They know what they're perpetuating. Because, like, Kate Moss has been, like, you know, like, I don't, like, cancel. I don't want to say cancel because she's still, like, thriving. But, like, she's been, like, scrutinized for saying, like, being skinny is all that matters. Or, like, nothing tastes as good as skinny feels. And I was, like, that's so toxic to push on.
That's
to
so a bad
culture of people,
because, like, that's also that. Like, for people who suffer from, like whether it's severe insecurity or, like, eating disorders, it's like, by putting that thought in their heads, like, oh, so the only way I can be like that is to not eat, and, like, things like that, where there's other ways, first of all, if that's what you choose to do. But it's just so messed up. There's something else I was gonna say on that. I forgot what it was. Oh, like, eating habits. Like, for example, like, look at the way, like, Kourtney Kardashian through Poosh, like, puts out her life, like,
of eating. Or, like, Gwyneth Paltrow too through Goop.
And I think sometimes I think I get it. I'm not, like, healthy eating's great, but I feel like sometimes to an extreme, being put out by, like, an influencer of sorts, like a Kardashian level, people are like, I have to transform my whole lifestyle to fit, like, to look like them.
Yeah,
like, I feel like that's kind of
salad all day, that's it. And, like, do juice, like, I think it was Kourtney who was big on juice cleanses, and, like, and Kylie too, and they sold that to a whole brand of kids.
And, like, I feel like it's just, like, I'm not saying this doesn't work, it probably works, but sometimes those things also don't work for certain people. So it's like, some people are getting into, like, unhealthy habits or whatever, when they could, like, you never even know, like, some people can, like, lose weight easily based on metabolism, but it's like, then they're doing such an extreme, and then, like, it just met, like, it started, like, doing all these things for women that, like, they don't have to do.
Yeah, and then also it's like, they also, like, I remember they had, like, this whole controversy where they were, like, promoting these, like, appetite suppressing, like lollipops and stuff, and it was like, you know who your target audience is, why would you want to wish that upon someone else?
Literally. Or even do you remember the weight trainers? Or waist trainers, sorry? The waist trainers?
Yeah.
Like, there was a whole fad for them. Like, they were promoting it openly, which is fine. Like, do what you gotta do. But then it became unhealthy for other people, and they're like, yo, you shouldn't be doing this for other, use and abuse it to like a point that's unhealthy. Like, we had a friend that kind of like put on 2 at a time. I'm like, that's not healthy. You're like breaking your rib cage.
Oh yeah.
Like,
yeah, I remember that.
Like, it takes to such an extreme for some people, because you're hitting like a deep rooted like part of them. Then it's like they think, oh, that's fine, I can do that.
I think also for like Kardashians or any celebrities, you guys have the money and facilities to go get the body you want, and you do. But then don't go and pretend like it's all natural. Don't pretend like you didn't pay like thousands of dollars to a doctor to build your body, basically. Don't like go promote these products that could like potentially harm people. And this also goes back to like a few, like to even like different cultures. And like, I remember it was Blac Chyna who came under fire for this, like bleaching cream for your face and stuff like that. Cause that also goes into like the, you have to like look a certain way. You have to have a certain skin tone to like get ahead. Right.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like you have the money and facilities to like get whatever you want, but then you like push these horrible products at like your audience, and like how like bad, like how low of a person do you really have to be to do something like that?
Yeah, and another factor like kind of on top of that too is like how I was saying, some things work for other people, like those people as well, they have paid trainers, personal trainers, nutritionists, dietitians to do things that cater to them. So it's like not everyone has access to that. So like whatever they're doing, they have like an extra hand behind the scenes helping them.
Just be honest.
Also, those are the people telling them, like, whatever they're doing, it's like, oh, you can do, like, you can go this extreme now. Where some people might do something for an extra long period of time that might not be healthy. Where they know, like, you know how, like, diets and stuff, you do certain things at certain times. But
speaking of, like, that, also, I know we have, like, lip injections written down here. The thing I'll say about that is, like, Kylie pushed a whole generation of people to believe that she did not, like, get lip fillers, that she like was really using like her Kylie Cosmetics like lip kits to get those lips. And it's like she really pushed like a whole generation of people to really believe that, but then admitted she used lip fillers. And then so first she got her kits trending, and now she has like injections trending.
Basically, I know so many people our age group, like early 20s. It is insane. Like, I'm not saying it's wrong, but I'm seeing a comparison from now, from 10 years ago, how things become a trend because of women in Hollywood. That's like the point of this. It's like those, like every other person, like they think now to fit a certain form of beauty, you need to fix your lips, because everyone sees the before and after Kylie Jenner and they get scared. Like, that's it. That's literally what it is. Like, even
not I look at my photos, I'm like, totally oh my God. Them. Totally love them, right? We're not necessarily saying plastic surgery is like bad or like getting fillers is bad, like, but that's not it. Like, I would, if I had the money, if I had the resources, I totally would.
I so would. But it's just interesting how
like
such a public figure can make this like a thing now. Like, it's something on everyone's mind, like, wow, that's attainable, that's like a new thing we can do to like improve ourselves.
No, because pre-2016 plastic surgery was like the biggest thing you could commit. It was like, if you found out that your favorite, like, okay, I don't know about Selena Gomez, but like, since she was like, you know, Wizards of Waverly Place, Disney person, it's like, if you found out Selena Gomez had like plastic surgery, people would lose it and she would get canceled for that. So in a sense, it's an empowering thing if you make it to be, in a 100%. Sense, women aren't shamed to like fix like the features they want to. But then it's also, it has its negative connotations where women look up to like other women, like celebrities who have had like all these like impossible procedures, and take them for their reference pictures, and they're like, I want to look
like
them. And that's also why it's unhealthy.
I'm gonna also play devil advocate here. I don't believe this, but this will just be like interesting conversation. I'm fully for it. I feel like women do what you gotta do, like what makes you feel good. But this is just for devil's advocacy. This is also some like, this is like coming from like what my brother would say. Have you seen an episode of Fresh Prince where Will's girlfriend, they were stuck in like a room? Have you seen that? And they couldn't
I've
get
never
out?
Seen that show.
Oh, okay. Well, basically, the only thing with certain, like at a certain point of doing all these things, this is like from a male's perspective, is women then are fake. Because some guys, they still like, we don't want to see fakeness. Like, for example, in this episode, they were stuck in a room. So what the girlfriend does is she takes her weave out, she takes her lash off, she takes her contacts off, she takes her nails off. And then literally Will is like sitting there, he goes, what are you? He goes, are you even real? Like, he literally was like, I'm so scared right now. Like, he was freaking out. And the thing is, the only thing is with things like this, like, for example, influence, like, I've seen this girl, she's an influencer. She took away her lip fillers, she took away her lashes and stuff. And like, the thing is, it was sad to say, she looked like a different person.
Mm-hmm.
So from a guy's perspective, that's when they're all like, who is real? Like, what is real? Because you're doing all these things to like enhance your body.
But I think the thing comes into like, that like steps into like feminist.
Mm-hmm. It does.
And I'm obviously not an expert on that, but my only thing is, I feel like, yeah, guys will be like, oh, it's not natural, whatever. But like, you show a guy a picture of a girl with full, like a girl with no makeup and a girl with like natural makeup.
Oh yeah.
They won't know the difference. They genuinely, no, they won't. Guys will be like, that's like natural. But like, it'll be someone wearing like natural makeup. They don't know what the no makeup makeup is. They don't know anything like that, right? So it's like their opinion is like a grain of salt in a sense. And then also just when it comes to like a woman's, like, what is it? Autonomy, like their own decisions. I don't think like a male's opinion should like matter at all anyway.
Oh no, it doesn't. I'm fully for it because I'm like, that's the same though. Technically, things like fillers and stuff are just equivalent. Like, it's the same thing to me as like when guys are just like, oh, you're catfish with makeup. It's like, okay, yeah, catfish with makeup, but catfish with fillers.
It's like they're trying to seek like what they like, what a guy like ideally, at least in my opinion, wants is like they want like you to wake up with like fresh bronze. No pimple, no acne, nothing, perfect face. Like, they want you to have like that glass skin makeup look the second you wake up, because they don't like realize, like, you know, women are people too.
They don't. And the thing is, I get it. Like, they think it's nice. Like, I get it. Like, I'm like, wow, thanks. When they're like, oh, you don't need makeup. Like, someone just said that to me yesterday. Like, why are you buying makeup? You don't need makeup. I was like, okay, yeah, like, thanks, but like, I need it. Like, we all, like, if you saw me without makeup, it'd be a different story. Like, you'd be like, who are you? You'd
be like, you look bad. Are you okay?
Yeah.
Are you safe enough?
Right, and that literally is perfect to what you started this off with. Can a woman succeed without looks? If, like you just said, if you don't wear makeup, it's, are you feeling okay? Oh, you look sick. Oh, you don't look so good. Like,
yeah, no,
tired. Oh, that's a good one. I've got that before at work. It's like, oh, you look tired today. I'm like, I literally just didn't conceal my eyebrows. Like, I didn't. I came with glasses.
Same. I've gotten that before. It's hurtful.
And you're just like, wow, I actually had coffee today and I'm feeling great. But I guess I don't look.
I think, like, this is like a bit of a sidestep from what we're talking about. It's like within it, but like, I feel like now more than ever, makeup has become empowering for women. I feel like the pandemic changed a lot for us as women in terms of female culture, female clothing, female makeup. Like, you know, you're allowed to be like, now more than ever, you are allowed to be like the person you want to be. Like, you can
100%.
You can be like different. Whereas before, that was always like, oh, like, why are you acting different? Like, you're trying to be a hipster or whatever.
Yeah.
But now it's like, it's encouraged more than ever.
I agree. And like you said, with the makeup, like, again, something like trends, I feel like the makeup trends now that are in is not as elaborate and glamorous as, like, I feel like, honestly, like 2016 was.
2016 was crazy.
Like, oh, everything, like, thick wing liner, like, bold lip, major contour,
the ABH, all that stuff. Like, modern renaissance palette, like, the pink, like, it had to, your eyes had to be, yeah, like, pink.
Like, not saying, like, obviously, that's still valid, like, I honestly still use the same makeup tactic from 2016, mm-hmm. I don't know how to change, but, like, the things of, like, you said, though, like, through the pandemic of, like, now, even things like Rare Beauty that's come out, like, I feel like,
oh my god, emphasis. They need to sponsor me because I'm their biggest like ambassador like ever. Yeah. I love Rare Beauty.
That's what I thought about when you said that. I was like, it's true. Like, these are the things that have come about from also like the pandemic and whatnot.
Because I think because Selena's whole brand is like, be beautiful in your own skin or whatever, right? And I think her, like, she, I remember everyone had like their reservations when she came out with her makeup brand, but yeah. I really think she pushed forward a movement which was different than what any brand has done, because Glossier, I want to say they tried to do it but they didn't succeed because they don't have
they didn't succeed them, yeah,
right? And their makeup's not like the best quality anyways, in my opinion. I think Selena really pushed forward the message that you can be like really pretty with not like with natural makeup, like just to enhance your features, like you don't have to completely change yourself or like, exactly, her foundation and stuff, it's not like full coverage or anything, and she stands by that. Like, it's literally to enhance the features you already have, because you don't need to change yourself to be pretty.
No, I love that.
And I think that's made like a big impact. But okay, so while we have like the rest of our time, I think what we can talk about now is a very, wait, actually, give me 1 second. I'm just gonna pause it real quick. Okay, we're back. We just had to go figure out a little question. Okay, so the main question that we like came up with for this podcast and the reason, for this episode, sorry, not the podcast, for this episode and the reason why we chose this topic was the question, are women empowered through their sexuality or are men powerful for exploiting their sexuality? And so what we mean by that is like a woman like Kim Kardashian or like just any influencer, is she powerful for using her looks and using her sexuality to get ahead? Or is the man behind her who likes her look and who like, you know, capitalizes on it, is he more powerful? And what I said, like when we were planning it, is I think the man's more powerful. Like it's unfortunate, but I feel like it's true.
Yeah. Okay. I half agree, but I will go on the other side of this because I think I have some points. But one thing I want to say is I do think a small factor could be even the reason women are empowered to use their sexuality is because that men exploit it. Like, because men exploit it, that gives women the ability to use that, if that makes sense. Like, they wouldn't be successful doing that if men didn't care to exploit it and like have it benefit them, if that makes sense.
No, it does. It does. Like, I feel like this is a very, like,
It is a controversial topic, it's an opinion.
there's not like one, I don't think there's one right answer.
No.
And my opinion switches between the two because I see
Yeah.
both sides of it. But for like the sake of the podcast, we're gonna vouch for two, like, we're gonna see,
Yeah.
we might vouch for two different
Let's see
sides.
what happens. We didn't really plan this, so
No,
we'll just
we
see.
wanted to keep it organic for like the episode. So, okay, I'll just go for like the men's side. Basically, I think that women are exploited by the men, right? They might think that they're empowered by like doing whatever they're doing, like, you know, posing a certain way, wearing certain clothes. They might think they're empowered by doing it, but at the end of the day, it's for the male gaze because it's unfortunate, but I feel like, you know, you'll say you don't do something for the male gaze, but you do. Like a percentage of it might be for yourself. You might do like natural makeup because you like it, but you are dressing, you are wearing makeup for the male gaze. It might not necessarily be for males, but media, women, men, everything works in the male gaze. It's sad, but even women as each other, we see each other through the male gaze. It's not necessarily like male eyes. It's like male gaze is like a phenomenon. It's a thing. It's not like a man's eyes. It's like just like the certain like characteristics of like what makes it a male gaze, to explain
Yeah.
briefly.
The one thing I could think of for like if women are empowered through their own sexuality is kind of what we were talking about, how like through these past 2 years, how like women have come about to kind of be like, we don't care about what men think now. Like things like Selena's beauty line, or just in general, like all these up and coming women influencers, whether they're fitness people, models, actresses, whatever, they're like doing things for themselves now. They're like, we don't care. Or I feel like before, like if you were gonna do something kind of different out of the blue or like whatever, or like launch some brand that could be a little like risky, I feel like you'd be like, oh, I could get a lot of backlash. People, I feel like now women, like we don't care. We know we have enough women on our side, right? I'm trying to think of an example, but I can't. But like I do think some women know like they can use like their one, but the thing is also being famous does help. For example, you have that ability to take a risk and do something like I guess like Rihanna doing like a lingerie line. Not saying that's risky or anything, but like she would do something that she doesn't matter if men accept it, don't accept it, or whatever, because she knows she has enough means to do that. She can succeed, and it's for herself.
That's true. I'm just trying to think of like some counter arguments for it's like low-key hard having to like
Is.
play like devil's advocate in this sense. Okay, remember that trend on TikTok? I don't know if it was over your on your furry page, but it was on mine. It was like when I used to dress for the male gaze versus when I started dressing for myself. And that trend got canceled so quickly because people were like, you're still dressing for the male gaze. You're just wearing clothes that are in right now, and being quirky and being different and wearing athleisure is in right now. You're not any
That's
different.
true.
You're not dressing for the, like, you're not dressing for yourself. It's still the male gaze.
Yeah.
Because, like,
true.
Okay, I'm gonna keep using, like, the same, like, person as an example, because she's such, like, a, like, Kim Kardashian's, like, she's, like, a cultural phenomenon, right? Like, she is. Right?
She's a major influencer in our lives.
If you think about it, what she does, yeah, like, women appreciate it, and, like, you know, it's, like, her, like, Skims brand or whatever, right? She'll, like, do promo for it, and it'll be, like, some scandalous pictures or whatever. It's, like, yeah, women appreciate it, but we don't look for, like, look at it more than for what it's, like, the, like, just, like, face value. We'll look at it, we'll be, like, nice, I might buy that. Men, on the other hand, they objectify that image, and, you know, she's profiting off of that. Like, she profits off of, like, you know, like, taking pictures that, like, fulfill the male, like, the male gaze.
I know exactly. An example for you right now is, remember when she did the photo shoot with Kourtney Kardashian, Megan Fox, the Apple? Do you remember?
Oh, yeah.
Them?
Like,
you know what I'm talking
about? Yeah. Like, it's empowering.
Guys were reposting that.
But, like, what's so empowering about it? At the end
the thing is, okay, see, I'm gonna, like, just go on your side for a bit, because, like, here, like, I can say something. Like, for example, to do, see, it's so hard, though, because I don't want to say this because I don't agree with it. Like, I feel like you're allowed to do a provocative post if you want to. But the thing is, the intention, I feel like, sometimes behind marketing, because end of the day, marketing is to make money. Like, this is just pure facts. This is without any opinions of feminists and stuff. You know, if you're going to do a photo shoot like that with two models, Megan Fox included, wearing lingerie, you know what you're doing. You know your target audience. You know it's going to attract men, period. Yeah. Like, that's a fact. Like, the way the poses were made, it's, like, in such a way that's, like, okay, yes, it's empowering, but it's also, like, it's a little on the risky end because we want to attract.
Oh, I have, like, men. My issues with that one, because it's, like, playing on, it's like playing on, like, fetishization.
That's it. That's
also,
what I was thinking.
It's also going into, like, queer baiting. I remember people were mad. Like, people on Twitter were mad about it. They were like, why are you doing this?
Right? It's true. But the thing is, think about it, that is a fetish for the male gaze.
Right? Like, you're doing it for, you might think you're empowered by doing it, but it's still for the male gaze. I'm not saying that it's, like, a bad thing. Like, the male gaze is just, like, everywhere. It's, like, unfortunate, but it's true.
But it's the matter of that this use of it, it comes to benefit someone when it comes to, like, advertising and things.
Yeah. Like, you might make, like, okay, well, the big, like, chunk of, like, the argument I'm also getting is from, like, Emrata. I don't know how to say her last name, so I'm just gonna stick to, like, her Instagram name.
Oh,
Emrata, she had a book, it's called My Body, and she, like, talked about, like, this issue itself. And it was like, yeah, you're making money off of, like, you're capitalizing off of your own body, which is, like, amazing, right? But at the end of the day, the man is still in power because they are the ones who are purchasing the pictures. They're the ones who are looking at the pictures for more than just, like, outfit inspo, right? Like, a man's not gonna outfit inspo from your bikini picture, right? Not that there's anything wrong with it. It's just, like,
it's true. Like, you know that the reason that what you're doing, technically, like, your target audience ends up being the men who exploit the sexuality.
Yeah, so to answer the question, in my opinion, it would be, like, the men are benefiting from it instead of the women, because, like, yeah, you're capitalizing off it, off it, making money, but, like, it's still for the male gaze, it's still for men.
It is. The only other argument I can make on the opposing side is women empowered, is women could be like, the thing is, I do this regardless, this is my job, I am a model. End of the day, it sucks that because of life in society, a male gaze is created, if that makes sense. Like, say a male gaze wasn't even created or thought of, it's like, I wouldn't stop my photo shoots, I wouldn't stop this, but this came as a result, so then I am still empowered. Like, you know, it could go back and forth, but I just feel like if I was gonna argue that side, I would say something.
Yeah, it's really funny. I actually wrote a paper on, like, the male gaze and all of this back in, like, third year, or so, like, it's last year. It was really funny because it was like how advertising has definitely moved a little bit, but not entirely. Like, it's not obvious anymore. It's not obvious male gaze anymore. It's subtle, but it's there.
But it's still there because, like, I know, I think what class you're talking about, because we learned about something similar. For example, in music videos, it's very prominent what is happening, especially in, like, hip-hop and rap music videos, when it's, like, you know, the artist is there singing on a bow and it's just a bunch of women. It's like, what is this for? Like, this isn't real life. Like...
it's wild, I'll say that, but If you get a chance, you should check out her, like, book. It's, like, what, a biography, I think?
Yeah, I haven't
read that. As, like, an English major, I actually don't know what the difference between biography and autobiography is. I always forget.
I could be completely wrong, but isn't one they write themselves, another is, like, someone writes it for them?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I don't know. This is a book of personal essays. As a final thing, because I know we're almost out of time, a final thing we can talk about is she mentioned, like, to her mom, and this ties in with everything we've been talking about. Her mom was, like, very big on, like, you're pretty, and that's, like, one of your only values. But she's, like, you're pretty, you'll succeed, you're fine. Like, you don't have to be, like, anything else, right? And that goes back into what we were talking about before. But then when her mom hit a certain age, she was, like, I'm not pretty anymore. And she instilled that into her, like, Emrata. Like, once you hit, like, a certain age, like, you stop being pretty. And we see that time and time again on social media, at least I have, where, like, mm-hmm. Emily Mariko, people were like, wait, you're 30? Because she just turned 30, right? They're like,
that's true. Even I'm guilty of that.
Right? It's like people assume, like, once you turn, like, once you cross, like, 25, like, you're full, like, full of wrinkles and white hair. But that's not necessarily true, because women in their 30s are very, like, they still look young.
But also, the fact that that's even a conversation is an issue. But an opposing side to that, too, is when women who are older and want to fix themselves, they get shamed for it. The reboot of Sex and City, the actress who plays Charlotte, she has extreme amount of Botox done, but the thing is she got so much hate for it. And the thing is, didn't you say that she put a post out saying something like, I'm allowed to do what I want, like, I feel good?
Oh, I don't think that was me, but...
Oh, then there was someone else. So apparently she put a post out saying, because people were, like, kind of, like, attacking her, because she looks so different, because it's a reboot from, like, an old show. She was like, I'm allowed to do what I want, that makes me feel better for myself. Like, you guys, wait till you're getting my age, kind of. That's what she said.
Yeah, I know, like, plenty of people, like, just in my life, too, who have gotten Botox. And it's, like, it's not the biggest thing in the world. It really isn't. But, I think it's, like, that thing where, like, if you go extreme with it, people, like, feel like they need to comment. But at the end of the day, at the end of the day, nobody should feel like they can comment on someone else's appearance or, like, face. Yeah. It's none of their business.
Exactly, because it's, like, wait until you're in a position of your own and you want to do something to yourself.
I know people who are like 25 who get like baby Botox, like they just start now.
And like you said, I feel like going back to what you said about Emrata, isn't that similar to what how Gigi Hadid's mom was?
Gigi Hadid's mom is crazy.
Yeah, I don't know too much about that, but I remember you saying like her mom like instills these kind of thoughts in her head.
Yeah, her mom was like Gigi, like, okay, I've seen like the weird like one-off clips of Desperate Housewives, I think that's what it's called. No, that's like Desperate Housewives is like the one with Eva Longoria, but
yeah,
I'm talking about
Real Housewives of something.
Yeah, Beverly Hills. Okay, so she was on it, and like Gigi was like on the phone with her, and she's like, "Mom, I'm like really hungry," and she's like, "Okay, take like 5 almonds and like eat them, and like eat them really slowly, and then you won't feel hungry." And I was like, "Oh my god!"
If my mom told me to do that, I would cry.
No, same. And then she like was like, "Okay, like make sure it was like Gigi's birthday or like." It was, like, some type of celebration, and Gigi's, like, gonna eat cake, and she gave her a piece that was, like, this big. For reference, as big as your, like, thumb, nail.
And I feel like, see, putting thoughts into someone's head at such a young age and then growing up, she just always thought it was, like, I can't overeat, because if I do, I'm not attainable anymore.
Yeah, her mom was, like, you know, like, they, like, if you go to this country, they like their models on the like, the thinner side, and you play volleyball, that's very masculine, like, you can't do that.
What? Volleyball's like also a female sport too.
Like crazy. I'll send you the clip. Okay, we're having like Wi-Fi issues, but we're almost done the podcast anyways. So
yeah, I think at the end, basically, I think what I was saying, I don't know where it cut off. End of the day, these.
It was your reaction.
Oh. Like our thoughts and stuff will just never change, sadly, because of society. Like, no matter what, there's always going to be varying opinions. There's always going to be something that's a fad that people like need to fit into, and it's just human nature to want to do that.
Okay, so
are you back?
Yeah. Okay, so I think that it keeps glitching. I'm just gonna end it because it's still recording me. But hopefully next week we won't have Wi-Fi issues, and then we'll see you next week for another episode. Bye, guys.